chewing tobacco. He said chewing tobacco kill them worms, so I started
I'd get rid of them.
Yeah. You see here, look
dog.
Here.
That's what you do for an old dog.
You don't believe it? Look at him.
I got right on Charlie.
Huh?
You give an old dog a chewing tobacco.
Oh,
and
yeah. Horse.
Hi, Charlie. Glad you're getting along.
Yeah, come back, Jack. I hope I see you again, but I won't promise you.
Hope to see you Wednesday night. I'm going to get back.
Have a good trip.
I'm thank you, sir. Being at Farmington Wednesday night, I'll get back in harness. You going back tomorrow, eh?
Yes, sir. I have to go back when he come by to me.
Well, it's good seeing you.
And I hope to see him by Myrtle, but I don't know whether or not. You
I wish you could. She'd enjoy that.
Okay.
Well, y'all take care.
They're nice folks.
Yeah, they're nice boys.
Are they kin to you in any way?
Only by marriage. That is, the tall one there, his wife is my Hughes' daughter up here, and we're all kinfolk. The other one, his wife, no relation.
Well, he's a good man. Good
but, like this Tom out there, their brother married my daughter, you know. He's dead.
Yes.
And pretty common, much kind of in the family, you know. Yeah, they're fine for
yeah.
They've been around a lot. Their daddy traveled a lot, got around a lot, and they traveled a good deal. Two or three southern states.
Yeah. Well, you mind talking a little longer?
We'll talk a little longer, but I'm going to have to fix a lunch pretty soon. And
okay. Well, I'll try and polish up and say an hour or so if that's okay. But you got
what would that make us?
That'd be about 11:30, 11:20, 11:15.
I guess we better make it about 11. Give me time to get me a lunch fixed.
Okay.
If you won't feel bad about that.
Yeah.
Emma.
You know, Mr. Charlie, what was them kind of things that used to bring the community together? Can you tell me about all that?
Let me see.
Oh. Well, you know, when a woman was getting ready to go somewhere, she'd do what? She'd spend a lot of time.
We call it primping up, getting ready.
And a man would...
He'd re-rag. Re-dress.
Re-rag?
Yeah, re-rag. Woman pretty up, you know. Yeah.
A woman would put her... She'd put her... What would she carry with her?
You mean a purse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she might, what would she have around her wrist?
Well, many of them you wore wrist watch or bracelet.
Yeah. All that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Anytime you had folks over to visit you, you'd say, now, if you can come over to visit me, if you don't come, I want you to come back. If you don't, I...
Well, I wouldn't know if part of what we'd say on those terms when we'd ask them back.
Talking about being disappointed, you might say.
Yeah, you might say, I'd just be disappointed if you don't come, you know, something like that, Jeff.
Okay. Now, a boy, he'd call to say the girl that he was going with, he'd call her his what?
Sometimes you'd say your girlfriend or your beau, you know, or something like that. Girlfriend or your beau, you know.
And she'd call him her?
Boyfriend as a rule, you know. Or again, maybe she'd call him her beau, you know. I don't know where you get that term, but I've heard that said a lot.
Yeah. When a boy call a girl his beau?
Well, boy call a girl that.
Yeah.